The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth rank of Tainus, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, is discussing the inyan of Ma'amadis. They have to be Aymed al carbon when the carbon is being brought. And the Mishnah says a klal, the kol yom sheish bo halo ein bo maimad b'shachris. Any day that has halo, there's no din maimad during tefillah shachris. Carbon musaf, any day that has musaf, ein ben ilo, there's no maimad during the ilo. Carbon etzim, ein ben mincha. If there's a day when it's carbon etzim, then there's no maimad in mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah brings down a machlokes. But Baal Kol Panim, that's mavoin the Mishnah of Chuliyama, that any day that has halal, there's no maimed during shachris. And I saw a beautiful kasha that the Acharonim asked. This is asked by both the Cheshuk Shleiman Megillah and Daf Gimel, and the Gur Ari Yehuda, who is the son of Rav Nachum Zemba, in his Sefer Gur Ari Yehuda, Simcha Feiz, Ois Dalid. They ask like this. They say that lefi this, it should come out that there should not be a din of maimed on Purim, because Purim is a Yom Shesh B'Halo, it's the day that you have Halo, even though there's no official Halo on Purim. We don't actually say Halo on Purim, but the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalit asks, so why don't we say Halo on Purim like any other Yontav? And the Gemara asks, the Gemara answers that Kriyas Zuhi Lula, that the Kriyas Megillah is a Halo. We're Mekayim Halo through Kriyas Megillah. We don't have to say the regular Halo we do by every other Yontav, because by being Kari the Megillah, that itself is a Halo, and we're Mekayim the din of Kriyas Halo, the Kriyas Megillah. So it's mavur the batsim. There is a halo on Purim like any other yontav. We just do it in a different form. We do it through the form of kriyas hamegillah. But then the day it is a yom sheish b'halo, and therefore there should not be a din of maimed on Purim. So maybe an echinami, maybe there is no maimed on Purim. But the bringer right from the Gemara Megillah and Daf Gimel, the Gemara says beferish and Daf Gimel Megillah that there is a din maimed on Purim. The Gemara says the famous statement of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That the Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim are mevatel their avodah, are mevatel their maimed to come and hear Kriyas Megillah. So we're talking about on Purim, obviously, they're going to hear Kriyas Megillah, and the lashon of Rav Yehuda Merav is Yisrael b'ma'amadim. They're at their maimed, so we see that there is a din maimed on Purim. So Mela, they're bothered. Why should there be a din maimed on Purim? L'char it's a yom sheish b'halo. There's a halo of Kriyas Megillah. And whenever there is a din of halo, there is no din maimed, there should not be a din maimed here at all. That's a kasha they asked, and Cheshuk Shlomo wants to be madchik, then maybe it's lav dafka, the Gemara doesn't really mean that there's maimed, it just used that lashon, ashrega de lishna, that we use in the lashon yisal ba'ma'amad and elsewhere, but their taka is no maimed on Purim. That obviously is a daichik to say that in the Gemara. So I was thinking to answer this kasha, I'll pi a chakir that I heard from David Soloveitchik Zatzal, who declared like this. He said that this, that the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yidala, that there's no halal on Purim, because Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas HaZuhi Lula, so Yesh Lachir, what does that mean? Is it the pshat that really there is a din, takana, to say halal on Purim, like any other yantav? Really, it's a mechayva halal, but being that we, anyways, read the Megillah, where yaitza the Kriyas HaHalal through Kriyas HaMegillah, so they didn't have to actually say to say halal, because we're yaitza through Kriyas HaMegillah, but Ba'atzim, it's a day which is a mechayva halal, and there's a chiyav to say halal, it's just in the sky through Kriyas HaMegillah. So is that the pshat, or is it the pshat that there was never a takan of halal to begin with? Chazal were never misakin halal on Purim because we read the Megillah. Being that we read the Megillah and the Megillah accomplishes whatever halal is supposed to accomplish, Mimela there was never a takan of bechlal to say halal. So it's mufka from halal. There is no chiyav of kriyas halal on Purim. So what would be the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be the mashal if a person does not have a Megillah. He happens to not have a Megillah. For some reason, he's an honest on Kriyas HaMegillah. He's in Mechuyev now to say halal, to say the regular halal. If the pshat is that really there's a Chiyav halal on Purim, but we're yaitz that Chiyav halal through Kriyas HaMegillah, so now they don't have a Megillah, so how do you know you have a Chiyav halal? And you should be Mechuyev to say the regular halal. But if the pshat is they were never Mesakin halal mitchila because there's a din of Kriyas HaMegillah, so even if you happen to not have a Megillah, it doesn't make a difference. Lamai said there's no Takanas halal on Purim, and you're not Mechuyev to say halal, even if you happen to not have a Megillah. And this seems to be a machlokes b'shainim, the Meiri and Megillah over there in Daf Yudal. It says lehedya that if a person does not have a Megillah, so you have to say halal. So Rav David is medayik from that, then he clearly held that there's a chiyuv, there was a chiyuv halal on Purim, the Mesakin halal on Purim, we're just yaitzah that through Kriyas HaMegillah. But other paiskim seem to say not like the Meiri, and say that even if you don't have a halal, even if you don't have Megillah, you don't say halal. They hold lechayr that the pshat is there are never Mesakin halal to begin with, because there's din of Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not a day which is mechuyev and halal at all. And his medayik from the lashon haRambam lechayr is mashma not like the Meiri. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah Paragim Alach Vav says lo tiknu halal bepurim shekriyas HaMegillah hi halal. Lashon Rambam is lo tiknu halal bepurim. They were not misakin halal at all in Purim because Kriyas HaMegillah hi halal. So from the beginning of the lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma that there was never a takanas halal at all in Purim because we read the Megillah So it's not necessary to be misagin halal at all. But then he says from the end of the Rambam, it's mashma a little bit fakir, shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-halal, is mashma a little bit that there is a kiyam halal with kriyas ha-megillah. So it is a sort of a stir minei ubei, shayla is what does Rambam mean? It could be the Rambam is saying that they were not misakin an official halal in Purim because you accomplish that through kriyas ha-megillah anyways, but not that there's a kiyam of kriyas ha-halal. Not that there's a chiyuv halal in mekam through Megillah, it wasn't necessary to misakin halal because you accomplish that through kriyas and Megillah, and the pashas would be that there is no takan of halal at all on Purim lefi the Rambam. And I thought maybe giving a riot to the shitas ha'meiri from the piyut that we say for Tanis Esther, one of the piyutim we say over there, we end off that it starts off adam akum aleinu, and the end of the piyut is. It says, v'tichtav Esther taikif likrei kivahalol mehaidim. Esther wrote on the Megillah to read it, kivahalol mehaidim, and it will be considered as if we're being mehalol, being maida through halol. So it's mavur that there is a kiyam of halol through kiyas Megillah. It's not tapshat that there's no chi of halol because we read it, but she was misakin to read the Megillah, and that is if it's as if we're being kara halol through kiyas Megillah. But al kopanim, lefi that sad, the Reb David is saying that there is no chi of halal at all on Purim, they were not misakin halal because of the din of kiryas and Megillah. Perhaps it can be miyashav the kashav d'achrenim. Why there's a din maimed on Purim? Because the din of kosher of any day that has halal, there's no maimed. That's only if there's a chi of halal and you're being kara halal. But by Purim, it's not the pshat that there's a chi of halal in mekamet through kiryas and Megillah. The pshat is they were not misakin halal at all because they're anyways being kara the Megillah. So being that it's not a day where they're misakin halal, that's not considered a yom sheish bo halal. And for that reason, there would be a maimed, as we see in the Gemara Daf Gimel, that you solve a maimedim that the taka is a din of Maimed on Purim.